We respect their decision to the extent that is the standing law.
Are you saying it was a bad jury?
I do not believe that Trayvon got equal justice in this instance.
And specifically how? Tell me the evidence. Tell me the evidence that the jury didn't hear.
The evidence that the jury didn't hear?
Right.
I don't think that they properly considered the evidence. If they had listened to the evidence and if they had followed the law, then George Zimmerman would have been convicted of murder.
Well,
I mean, he got out of the car with a loaded gun.
You're a lawyer, right?
Yes.
And the whole point of the jury is that we assign them job to weigh the facts. We draft them. We make them sit there. A lot of times they don't want to be there. We then present the evidence, and the judge then says, here's the evidence. Here's the law, instructs them of the law, and it's your duty. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not anybody else in the community. But it's the jury's duty to weigh them. And all of a sudden, suddenly, afterwards, you say they can't do their job?
I have a greater duty beyond being an attorney, and that's to be a social engineer. And when the law doesn't get it right, I believe that we have the right to peacefully and morally, conscientiously object to the decision of the jury. That doesn't mean that we believe that it's going to be overturned or that it will, or that we don't respect the decision that those six people made. But there are millions of people out there who don't agree with that decision. So it's not just the legal team.
You know what the problem
is,
though? It's
millions of people, and we've received
report
from all over the world.
That's deeply disturbing. They say millions are out there who didn't see it. You know, and I know that millions of people who may not like a verdict, whether it's for or against this case or another, didn't watch the case, didn't sit in the courtroom, didn't weigh the evidence, didn't listen to the jury instructions. That's just noise.